Stepping up to her, he cut the wire below her left fist before the theorem faded, the sound like something bitten through with a tooth. He saw the dark print of her dress along her shoulder, against her neck. The bomb was dead. He dropped the cutters and put his hand on her shoulder, needing to touch something human. She was saying something he couldn't hear, and she reached forward and pulled the earphones off as silence invaded. Not letting go of her, he moved his hand down her arm and pulled the 7 inches of wire out of her still tight grip. "Did you hear what I said?" she asked him. "No, what was it?" "I thought I was going to die. I wanted to die, and I thought if I was going to die, I would die with you, someone like you, young as I am. I saw so many dying near me in the last year. I didn't feel scared. I certainly wasn't brave just now. I thought to myself, we have this villa, this grass, we should have lain down together, you in my arms, before we died. I wanted to touch that bone at your neck, collarbone. It's like a small hard wing under your skin. I wanted to place my fingers against it. I've always liked flesh the colour of rivers and rocks, or like the brown eye of a Susan. Do you know what that flower is? I am so tired, Kip. I want to sleep. I want to sleep under the tree, put my eye against your collarbone. What a careful mind, to know which wire to cut. How did you know? You kept saying, I don't know, but you did, right? Don't shake, you have to be a still bed for me. Let me curl up as if you were a good grandfather I could hug. Her mouth was against his shirt. He lay with her on the ground as still as he had to, his eyes clear, looking up into a branch. He could hear her deep breath. When he had put his arm around her shoulder, she was already asleep but had gripped it against herself. Glancing down, he noticed she still had the wire. She must have picked it up again. He was still annoyed the girl had stayed with him when he defused the bomb, as if by that she had made him owe her something, making him feel in retrospect responsible for her, though there was no thought of that at the time. But he felt he was now within something, perhaps a painting he had seen somewhere in the last year, some secure couple in a field. How many he had seen with their laziness of sleep, with no thought of work or the dangers of the world. If he were a hero in a painting, he could claim a just sleep, but as she had said, he was the brownness of a rock, the brownness of a muddy, storm-fed river, and something in him made him step back from even the naive innocence of such a remark. The successful defusing of a bomb ended novels. Wise, white, fatherly men shook hands, were acknowledged and limped away, having been coaxed out of solitude for this special occasion. But he was a professional, and he remained the foreigner, the Sikh. His only human and personal contact was this enemy who had made the bomb and departed, brushing his tracks with a branch behind him.